This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Pat Boyle. Yep, I'm finally here, and it is the best of the DA show. Today, how hobbled are the Chiefs going into Thursday night season opener with the Lions? Not looking good for KC. Plus, your best audio of the day in soundcheck. We've got a Wednesday staple. It's a champ. It's a chump. Speaking of which, going back to that soundcheck, we've got auditions for the Manning cast. Funny, cringe. Are Peyton and Eli funny? Are you one of those people that find them funny? Or do you think the dry, sarcastic, witty humor is overplayed? Either way, hear it for yourself. Plus, Bogus is stunned to a news. We get an update on the poop plane, the biohazard diarrhea-er. So you definitely want to hear that, especially if you haven't had your breakfast or your lunch yet. And of course, advanced analytics, epic fail, best of the DA show. Enough. Listen to it. It's now.
It's a good morning to be alive. It really always is. And, you know, when you work at CBS Sports Radio, you just never know what's going to happen. If you're watching on YouTube or Twitch or maybe watchda.com, you might see me at the very last second, the 11th hour, with just seconds to play, flicking on that television screen behind me. You might see producer James from the overnight show After Hours with Amy Lawrence putting up the DA show signage behind our control room. You might not see my big head behind me. You might wonder where that stack of papers is usually in front of me. That's because right now we have a producer MIA. At the moment, there is no sign of the one and only Pat Boyle, a.k.a. Tom Doyle. Now, Pat has been in as executive producer last week and this week as we are still kind of searching to fill the void left by Mraz a couple of weeks ago with a full-time hire. At the moment, Pat's been doing a lot of fill-in stuff, and I am completely in the dark of where Pat is. Now, I just see that Bogish has swept into the control room next to Billy Jockalone. Kind sir, good morning.
Oh, hey, DA, how are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm wondering. Now, Billy's very calm, collected. Hey, DA, we're good to go. Bye, bye, bye. I said, but where's Pat? We don't have a beat on Pat. Do you have a beat on Pat?
I don't. Okay. I hope he's not asleep at Arthur Ashe Stadium after watching Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe last night.
Well, that now becomes the working theory by the investigators, is that the last two nights, Pat Boyle had slept here at the studios because he had gone out to the U.S. Open in Queens and watched tennis deep into the night and never went back to his house, his apartment in New Jersey. He's just bouncing, ping-ponging back and forth between the U.S. Open, Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, and here at the studios and sleeping on the couch in the back. Did we sweep to see if he actually is sleeping in the back?
I'll do that now. I've been here for a good half an hour, and Billy never alerted me to the non-Pat Boyle factors. So I'm learning this on the fly as we speak. So I will happily walk around and try and find a Boyle.
So that's the first thing. It would be, I think, best case scenario if Boyle is sleeping like 50 feet away in the sales pit over there.
Yeah. Now, the last Boyle was here, despite me demanding him go home and shower yesterday, he was still here as of noon, unshowered, exhausted. I don't know where he went from there. So he could be anywhere at this point.
So either he's sleeping in the back and just his phone alarm never went off or something. Maybe he found a lovely lady at the U.S. Open and stayed at her place last night. Or maybe he did finally make his way home. He can't be sleeping at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Maybe he made his way home finally for a good night's
rest. Theoretically.
Could he?
I mean, I worked there for 5 or 6 years, and I'll just say security was lax in the, in the media floors above Arthur Ashe.
Okay. Well, look, anything is possible, as Kevin Garnett once said.
Correct. I mean, he's sleeping somewhere. The location is the question. So I'm going to get out of this sinking chair. It was not fixed yesterday.
No.
And I'm going to go see what I can do. And I'll have my phone rolling in case I do find a sleeping Boyle somewhere.
Okay, excellent. Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you, Bogues. Detective Milkshake is on the case. If you ever wonder why I just sometimes find myself laughing, it's that situations such as this just seem to find this show. Just seems to constantly find this network and this show. Yeah, just no sign of the executive producer today. Don't know where he is. No texts, no emails. Obviously, we hope that he's okay. But we do know that the last couple of days, Boyle has been burning the midnight oil, watching tennis, which it's really great because he's not reporting on it for anybody. We're not talking about it here on the show. So really, he's just going to watch it himself as a spectator with a credential. Very nice. But it's not like we're doing a lot of Francis Tiafo takes here on the DA show or anywhere on CBS Sports Radio, of which he is employed. Okay. You couldn't make it up. You couldn't make it up. Anyway, let's begin with the Kansas City Chiefs, shall we? Because the Chiefs will open up the 2023 season tomorrow night at home, Arrowhead Stadium, with the frisky Detroit Lions coming to town. The defending Super Bowl champions will be without Chris Jones, their best defensive player, one of the best defensive players in football. And now perhaps Travis Kelce as well. Kelce yesterday hyperextending his knee at practice. Okay, and so no update on his status, but status is clearly in doubt going into tomorrow, hyperextended knee. Now, reports say that at least at the moment doesn't look like there's any damage to the ACL, but one would imagine if he hyperextended his knee on a Tuesday, hard to plan a Thursday night, especially week number one. We want to make sure that you're taking care of your body for a long, grueling season. And so, are the Chiefs in trouble tomorrow night with Detroit coming to town? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
As far as injuries go, Kels hyperextended his knee today. So we'll just see how he does going forward. We're focused in on the guys that are here playing the Lions and getting ready to play the Lions. And that's where I'm at. If you're not there, you're not there. And unfortunately, that's the name of this game. You know, so you can't spend time. You got to exhaust your time on the team that you're playing. Good day of practice. Look forward to this challenge of playing the Lions. They got a good football team, and our guys have had a good week of prep, and we're looking forward, like I said, to the challenge of playing a good football team.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That obviously is Andy Reid. The Lions should be a good football team this year. The Lions have a lot of reasons to give their fans optimism. The Lions were a very trendy pick to make the playoffs and maybe win a couple of playoff games. And so that's not an easy opponent. But it's still Arrowhead. It's still Patrick Mahomes. It's still the emotion of the opener and raising the banners or getting your rings or however the Chiefs are going to handle this. And I still think if it's about one night, one game that Andy Reid has schemed about for months now, I still like the Chiefs. And I know that a lot of people are jumping on the Lions and the points, and the number has come down the last couple of days, especially after this news as well. And I wouldn't trust the Chiefs to be as thoroughly dominant as they have been in recent years without Travis Kelce and Chris Jones for long stretches. If Jones's status, if his stance is long-term or permanent, that's a massive blow. And if Travis Kelce had torn his ACL yesterday and couldn't go this season, that's automatically a reason not to pick the Chiefs to repeat as Super Bowl champions. But if this is one game, I think you can get by. If this is one game that you kind of piece together, I think you can get by. And one thing that I don't believe you should ever underestimate is Patrick Mahomes in adverse scenarios. How many times have we seen him pull the impossible? He just keeps doing this over the course of his career. He's hobbled on one leg. He loses Tyreek Hill. He loses this part of the offensive line. He's staring this deficit in the face. They've got to get this, you know, they've got to overcome this huge third down or fourth down. This is kind of what he does. And I still believe in the Chiefs because I believe in Patrick Mahomes and I believe in Andy Reid. And as long as those two guys are coaching and quarterbacking, I think the Chiefs can overcome a hell of a lot, at least for a night. So if these are long-term scenarios, yeah, then I'm worried about the Chiefs. If this is one night, I'm not worried about the Chiefs. The Kelce hyperextension of the knee, though, this is something that obviously is a story the rest of the season because that's the ultimate security blanket. He is a surefire first ballot Hall of Fame tight end who's coming off one of his most productive seasons in his career. And, you know, that's just on third and six, where does Mahomes go? We know we've seen this a million times over. So it takes the Sky Moores and the MVSs and the rest of those guys that Mahomes has had to make into studs. It takes them to the next level, but he's done it. He has done that type of thing before. He's written that story before. Okay, if you want to jump in on that or anything else going into week one of the NFL season or what you saw college football-wise as well last week at 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Coming your way this morning here on the show in 20 minutes, really less now, 10 minutes, we've got sound check, your best audio of the day, or maybe we won't because we have no executive producer at the moment. And then also in 40 minutes, we've got a champ and a chump. I think I get to control that one, so I think I can make that call. But we might have to move around some of the other pieces of the show. Now, we have the one and only Andrew Bogish, who has taken a tour around the studios, around the building, the 11th floor here at CBS Sports Radio. What are your findings?
Well, let me first say that in Boyle's defense, this chair is ludicrous. I mean, it's almost uninhabitable. Okay. And it doesn't help that the like desk area that I'm trying to grab onto to steady myself in the seat is also not connected to the legs of the table. So I keep pulling this big piece of Formica into my lap. Okay. But more importantly, yeah. Boyle, nowhere to be found. Oh, I made a little tour where the fancy offices are behind our studios. Mm-hmm. I encountered the lovely and talented Allie, our makeup artist for the morning. And I said, have you seen a sleeping Pat Boyle? Mm-hmm. And she said, no, not today, but he's usually down there.
Okay.
So there's a whole other thing that Boyle maybe is now like Shep living here. We'll figure that out down the road. But I went to the office that she said Pat usually sleeps in.
Uh-huh.
And it's a nice office. I don't know who Brian Rooney is. I don't know if he's allowed Boyle to sleep on
definitely
his leather couch.
This man has no idea it's happening.
But he's got a squatter, and I can see why Boyle would have picked that office because it actually has some kind of frosting on the glass on the windows, uh-huh. so you can't see in. So it is a safe space, but there's no Boyle. So it has come to my attention that we didn't reach out to Boyle yet. So I have texted him, hey, bud, just to see where he is. So he's not here is our final declaration. He's not here is all we know.
When did you text him?
Within the last 5 minutes.
And he has not texted back, obviously.
No, and I'll call him in a second just because that is better than the text.
Why, you know what? Why ruin a good thing here? Let's just see how long Boyle will sleep. Let's just see where he's sleeping and how long this guy will sleep.
That's a Target Demo Wednesday. Where is he sleeping? How long is he sleeping?
You know, we've had producers late before. We've had producers scrambling before. We've never had a producer MIA before.
No, and you know what? I'm glad that yesterday I did not feel tremendous. I think I might have ate something a little sketchy at lunch yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know, I contemplate like a half an hour. Do I need a sick day? Because the last thing I want to do is wake up at 3 a.m. and go, oh, I feel worse. I can't go in. But then I had the thought of at least I've got the Boyle safety blanket of if in the morning I feel worse, Boyle could do updates. So imagine if I did wake up this morning and felt worse, which I don't, thankfully. I feel back to normal. But I woken up and got, oh, I can't go to work. Boyle will do it. And now we've got no Boyle. It could have been just you and Billy, a little romantic two-person show.
You know, it begs the question, will this hinder his ability to land the job full-time?
I mean, it's a fair question. I would hope that if he did have this job full-time, he wouldn't need to be at the U.S. Open.
He doesn't need to be there anyway.
Well, I mean, he might be out there glad-handing, meeting people, networking.
Do it one day, 2 days. He's been out there every day for a week and a half.
Oh, I mean, I'll agree that he has made a series of bad decisions. I mean, he looked ridiculous yesterday in his tennis outfit, which he paid $150
for. That's exactly right, yes.
And he was dirty. And he was exhausted, and he couldn't sit in Anne Liguori's chair yesterday because Anne Liguori was actually there to use her spot in the press box. So, yes, it's not going well for Boyle, and this is the danger zone. When you push the envelope, you oversleep somewhere.
I have to decide whether I'll hold it against him. But I don't know about the bosses. I mean, this is ultimately their decision. They have to green light the executive producer full-time hire. All I know is this. The other candidates today, licking their chops, going, oh, did you hear? I'm sure the other finalists are texting one another back and forth. Did you hear? Boyle's not up yet. Boyle's nowhere to be found. Boyle's AWOL. You know, who knows? Maybe EJ drugged him.
You know, on a connected note, we should call Bilotti live on the air and tell him that Pat no-showed and get his reaction.
I mean, he will be furious.
Furious.
If there's anybody that will block the full-time hire, it would be Pete the Body.
Yeah, see, like, if you... I can't think of a better... It's a terrible example, but if you were going to give Boyle a fully guaranteed contract to work here, despite some off-field issues, Bilotti would block that. The Browns didn't have the Bilotti, and look what happened. You've got your Bilotti here to keep you from making that same mistake. You need out clauses in a potential Boyle deal. Limited guaranteed money.
It's going to make people think twice.
It's a big one. This is worst possible timing.
And you know what? He's been grinding so hard to try to get this job. He's been really putting his foot forward. He's been trying to do extra effort, get everything. You know what? He should have never gone to the U.S. Open more than once or twice. And he kept pushing it. He kept pushing it. Because you've got to make sure you're tending your own garden. And be disciplined and well-rested and on time and punctual. Why is he addicted to stupid tennis? He's going out there every single day and waiting until 1 o'clock in the morning to come home.
Right, and even if you couldn't bring yourself to leave 2 nights ago, this epic 5-setter going past midnight, you got to call off yesterday. You got to finish this shift. You got
to
go home, put on your actual clothes, take a shower. And you know what? Even if he slept yesterday from 12 p.m. to midnight and forgot topic list and didn't book a guest, fine. That's a better mistake than this. This is worst case scenario. Let's just hope he actually is asleep somewhere.
Yes. Yes.
Not like on the side of the LIE asleep in his running car or something. Let's just hope that he got to a place and fell asleep.
No. Yes. Obviously, we hope that he's okay. But the big thing is, you know, Boyle has been burning the midnight oil at the freaking U.S. Open for a week and a half now. He's not even sleeping at his house. He's been sleeping on the couch in a back office.
So much so that a colleague goes, that's where he usually is. He has a pattern. He's
the
a squatter.
The makeup artist knows where he's squatting, yes. Yeah.
He's usually in that office. Wait, usually?
It's like Occupy Wall Street back there with him.
Just forward my mail there. Care of Brian Rooney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Only one letter separates them, but they're galaxies apart. One is a true winner. One is a pathetic loser. This is DA's Champ or Chump.
All right. Welcome back. The DA Show, emanating live from CBS Sports Radio Studios in New York City, available on your phone. Stream us using the free CBS Sports app or the free Odyssey app. Also watch us on YouTube or on Twitch on your phone. Your champ on the morning. How about that Pac-12? The Pac-12 looking good this past weekend. How sadly ironic that the best season in Pac-12 football history could be the last season in Pac-12 football history. Oregon State demolishes San Jose State. Colorado with the shocking win over TCU. Oregon hangs 81 points on Little Portland State. Washington beats up on Boise State 56-19. USC crushes Nevada 66-14. Even Cal got into the mix 58-21 over North Texas. Washington State wazoo over Colorado State 50-24. And Arizona beating up on Northern Arizona 38-3. Add to that, Stanford going to Hawaii and winning. UCLA beating Coastal Carolina. Arizona State defeated Southern Utah. And remember, Utah beat up on Florida to open up the weekend. So the Pac-12 dominating the competition. Now, some of those were FCS schools or Group of Five schools, but still, almost everybody in the Pac-12 won and won easily. And a lot of quarterbacking looked really good over the weekend. So the Pac-12... how sad is this? They are about to get picked apart, decimated, and potentially never exist again. I mean, there's now down to two teams going into next year. But at the moment, the Pac-12's final hoorah looks like a glorious one.
That's DA's champ.
Who else could be my chumps? Dabo and Cade Klubnik. Those were supposed to be the guys to lead Clemson back to dominance in the ACC and their rightful perch atop the college football world, or one of the best teams in the college football world. And yet, what we saw the other night was really tough to watch. We dissected this quite a bit yesterday, but just to go back over it, redo it one more time. Sorry for you Clemson fans. You had a squad that told us all offseason the offense, we're going to open it up. And the naysayers wanted to believe it was all DJ Uiagalelei. DJ couldn't run the offense. DJ was too conservative. DJ was this, DJ was that. And so Cade was going to finally get the full offseason as the starter, going to understand the offense, this, that, and the other thing. Everyone was going to be excited about Cade Klubnik taking over. And what did we see? We saw the offense look just as impotent as it did under DJ. We saw Klubnik make a number of questionable decisions, to say the very least. We saw turnover, sloppy play when it mattered most in the red zone at the 1 yard line, etc. And then when it comes to coaching, look, you know, you have two field goals blocked. You have a run of kind of mistake-prone play. That comes back to Dabo. And I know that Dabo was really scratching his head about a game that they outgained Duke both passing the football and running the football. And, you know, there's just kind of some bizarre strokes of luck that happened. But at the same time, when he kind of led the press conference by saying how strange it all was, it felt to me like he was protecting a sloppy day by his own team and the mistakes that his own team made. And he knows the criticism has been out there. He knows this has not been up to Clemson standards. They have raced through some of the lesser teams of the ACC the last couple of years and not finished strong. I mean, last year it took two overtimes to beat Wake Forest, remember? Then they got beat up by Notre Dame. Then they lost to South Carolina, which is obviously a rival. And then they end up losing to Tennessee in the Orange Bowl badly. Tennessee was a much better team. And that's a three-loss season last year where your best win was NC State? Your best win during the regular season was NC State before the ACC title game? You know, it's like, eh. So that one was a rough one to watch, and it makes you wonder if Dabo is right now kind of leading a Clemson team that is back to being the old Clemson team, which was Clemsoning. Expectations, big expectations, but couldn't rise to the occasion when it mattered most. So a rough opener for the Clemson Tigers, and Cade and Dabo have to be your chumps on the morning.
That's DA's chump. Class is now dismissed.
One of my favorite follows on social media is DA Show Maps. This account takes, again, this is not affiliated with the show. We don't run it, but the user here takes the towns, the cities that I use in the open, and then give us a little nugget. DA Show Maps noting Anchorage to Atlanta, Biloxi to Boston, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air. I guess the real question today is, where in the world is Pat Boyle? But anyway, the famous Barks root beer created 125 years ago in a small house in Biloxi, Mississippi in 1898. Now, kind sir, Andrew Bogish is with us. And Bogish, are you a root beer guy?
I am, DA. Thank you for asking.
I am too, but I probably only have it once every couple of years.
Years?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've had a root beer in 2023. If I do have a root beer, I really like a root beer float. But if I don't have it one summer, I might go three summers without one.
Wow.
How often do you have a root beer?
I, in fact, have a sleeve of, I don't know, sugar-free, no sugar added A&W root. No, it might be Barks. I have a either way, I have a bunch of cans of root beer that are less terrible than for you than usual in my garage right now.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, 22 minutes past the hour, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. The DA Show available on your smart speaker. Tell CBS Sports Radio. Tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio each and every morning. Here's Jerry Jones. He joined 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, talking about Dak Prescott's cap hit to the Cowboys.
Those numbers on those contracts, those types of numbers, especially the big ones, you live with constantly. That's always on your mind. There's never a time when it goes away because you've got to make the entire thing fit. And so it's on the mind on a player decision in the middle of the year. And it's just a fundamental. We expect Dak to be with us a long time.
The Jerry Jones, Trey Lance, Dak Prescott dynamic is amazing. And it's amazing because you would know Jerry Jones the moment he walked into a room with you in it, no matter where you were. If he was getting his tires changed next to you, you'd be like, that's Jerry Jones. If I asked you to identify the owner of a handful of other teams, 20 other teams, you'd be like, I don't really know. Like, could you pick out the owner of the Titans or the Broncos or the Saints? Maybe you would get Shad Khan with the Jaguars because of that crazy mustache, but could you pick out Stephen Ross with the Dolphins? Would you know Woody Johnson with the Jets? Could you pick out Steve Bisciotti with the Ravens? Could you pick out, you know, a York with the Niners? Like, most owners are not identifiable, but Jerry Jones is. And he loves that. And that part of things is always a problem. Because Jerry is identifiable because he's constantly in the public eye doing football things like talking about cap hits and like doing the Trey Lance thing. And is Jerry annoyed by Dak Prescott? Did he really not want to pay Dak Prescott? Is he happy with Dak Prescott? Does he want to push Dak Prescott? Is he happy with Mike McCarthy? Because there's this, he's frustrated by the Cowboys' lack of winning, but he loves Mike McCarthy. He wants Mike McCarthy to be his new Tom Landry, but he's getting sick and tired of whatever. And it's just, it's never ending. And he's made his own bed, and this is the way the Cowboys will always be. And the lark idea that they're going to end up in the NFC Championship game, which I've heard this year from some pundits, is just silliness to me. Here is John and Susan, John Sterling, Susan Walden on WFAN in New York, the embargoed station. But, you know, at this point, we've kind of lifted the embargo on everything, I think. The only thing we haven't lifted the embargo on is we're not playing Mraz clips from down the hall. We're playing everything else. But
except we did that last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, when they were trying to, I don't know if we've won this battle, but they are trying to redo the Sean takes the SAT bits.
I see.
Because they discovered how dumb Sean is.
They discovered.
Yes. And I frankly said shame on all of them for being uncreative and plagiarizing. Have a new bit. Make fun of Sean's lack of knowledge all you want. But making him take the SAT again is just nonsense. We did play a clip of them. Oh, we should use the SAT. Like, it was this great, unique idea that no one's
but
ever had before.
You said maybe we won because they're not going to do that?
I haven't heard it mentioned. Now, they work less than you do on that show in the afternoon. They're finally back together this week.
So am I.
Assuming everyone shows up on that show. So maybe it'll be revived now, but it's been quiet for about 10 days.
That's like we never happened.
Yeah.
It's like 11 years of the Mraz down the hall never happened.
And that's an old-timer. That's a multi-part episode. And as I said in the air, it's also not over yet because you still are leaving the ending dangling in the air. But anyway.
A dangling participle.
Mm.
So Sterling and Susan were calling the Yankees game the other night. This is last night. And Jason Dominguez, a hotshot rookie, comes up to the plate. And apparently his nickname since he was young is the Martian because he does out of this world type of things. And there is a fan in the stands dressed as a little green man from outer space. Here is John and Susan.
Right, here's Jason Dominguez, first at bat in Yankee Stadium. A husky lefty hitter who's already hit two home runs. Pitch caught on a missed breaking ball down and in. And the count 0-1.
I'm laughing. Did you see the fan dressed as a Martian in the stands? He's got all green all over him. Oh, my goodness.
Right, here's the 0-1.
John wants no part of it.
No. Here is Susan giggling about the Martian guy in the stands, and he just goes right in. It's the 2-1.
Not taking that bait. He's been off for a while. He misses calling games. It's only action for John right now.
Do we like that nickname? The Martian?
I don't like the fact that he might be that good.
But let's just talk about
more.
The nickname.
I mean, it's not catchy, but it's... The idea behind it's pretty absurd that he was so good growing up that he's not human. Like, that's a nice compliment to be given.
Yeah, it's when I think Martian, I think of like the great Gazoo from the Flintstones.
Right.
It's not a very intimidating nickname or a cool, hard nickname.
It's usually dismissive. Like, you're weird, you're a freak, you're an alien. But in this case, it's like you're too good to be from here, which is kind of nice.
Which. We've had that before, like, he's an alien, he's a unicorn.
Yeah. Unicorn's the fancy one now, the popular one.
Finally, this video went viral yesterday. The Eli brothers, the Manning brothers, Peyton and Eli, holding, quote, auditions for new members of this season of the Manning cast.
Hi, I'm Jared Goff, quarterback, here to audition.
So, Jared, how excited are you about the opportunity to be on the most popular show on television?
Isn't this for the Manning cast?
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I play quarterback.
Ooh, quarterback. We like that.
You like that?
I just said that we liked it.
You like that?
I mean, what is this guy's deal?
No, but did you like it?
How do you feel about audibles?
We generally just want the quarterback to run the play that's called. That's the play.
Sean McVay, Los Angeles Rams head coach.
On this team, we tear ourselves to pieces.
This is how you guys dress in real life.
You guys are terrible evaluators and go f*** yourself.
Are you right? Who are your broadcasting icons?
Another one.
What would you say are your strengths?
We the best.
I'm just here because your guys have the most punchable face in the history of punching faces.
That was my favorite one, Mike Tyson. We can cut it. It's fine. You know,
wow,
it's
Reese Witherspoon. I mean, we're honored you'd even consider auditioning for the Manning cast.
Let's pull this down. It's fine. I mean, you know, I thought that the writing was okay. I thought the delivery from athletes and the Mannings were stiff, as you heard there. Mike Tyson's was the best one. You guys have the most punchable faces ever. I just want to punch them. They do have punchable faces. That was a funny one. But, you know, DJ Khaled was stupid. Kirk Cousins yelling, you like that? I mean, okay, a sixth grader could write that joke. I thought, considering how good a lot of their other stuff is and how naturally funny both Peyton and Eli are, I thought this was pretty lame.
It's so long. Was that 5 minutes? It felt too long.
It feels long.
It feels long.
We play probably 30 seconds of about 90 of it.
That's not the reaction you want from it. People going, when is this over?
But people seem to love it.
People love them.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They've got built-in success.
And all celebrity cameos.
Right.
So, like, Mike McDaniel's the guy in there that says, I think you guys are the worst broadcasters ever and go bleep yourselves or something like that. And that's pretty funny, except Mike McDaniel's not really known
for cursing.
And being like
tough.
So to have Mike McDaniel in there is funny because he is funny, but he would be more, he would be like doing a diatribe about something disconnected from what they're talking about. And when, what's the quarterback that, oh, Jared Goff, are you ready to work for the most popular show on television? And he goes, I thought we were doing the Manning cast. It's a funny line, but nobody considers the Manning cast the most popular show on television.
It was also, that was one of the worst deliveries for both of them.
Right.
But be nice to Kirk Cousins, man. I'm in on the Kirk Cousins renaissance. You watch quarterbacks, nerdy Kirk, endearing, he can act now, I'm all in.
Yeah, I don't like this renaissance that Kirk Cousins is having.
Be on board now, DA. Be an early adopter.
What is the best case scenario for Kirk Cousins this season?
Yeah, I mean, not 13-4 like last year.
Best case is 10-7.
11-6.
11-6 with that defense, I don't know. With no Dalvin Cook, I don't know. But okay, 11-6, and they win the wild card round. That's best case.
Or somehow the Lions aren't as good as we think they are, the Bears and Packers aren't good, so the division is easier to win. They steal a game, a division.
Yes, they win the division, then they win their home playoff game in the wild card round.
Yeah.
That's best case.
Yeah, which would be an improvement off of last year.
Right. But what bandwagon would I jump on? The team that wins one playoff game this year?
No, let's give Kirk more respect.
To do what? What's he going to do?
No, just acknowledging what he is. He's a heck of a quarterback. He's a great dad, a great father. He can sing. Maybe he can act a little bit.
He might be a great dad. I'm not going to take that away from him.
He's a good quarterback?
Yeah, he's good. Yes.
Made a lot of money?
Yes, definitely.
He's going to make more money this offseason from somebody else probably than the Vikings?
Yes. A man from Florida tweets in, man, I think Boyle going MIA this morning because of the U.S. bleeping open should actually solidify this job. Seriously, who does that? You have to hire him full time. We walked into the studio today and there was no Pat Boyle. Boyle was no-show. AWOL. M-I-A. But he has arrived. Albeit late to the show, he has arrived. Boyle, you have the floor for your mea culpa. Yesterday, you were going on a U.S. Open bender. You had not been home in 3 days, sleeping twice in a row, two nights in a row here at the studios because you were up late at the U.S. Open. Did you go back to Flushing Meadows yesterday after the show?
I did.
Okay, no shower, again, stinky clothes. You went out there after the show. Did you buy new clothes again?
I did.
Okay. How much did you spend on those clothes?
$170.
Okay.
You spent $325 on over the last 3 days for two U.S. Open outfits?
That'd be correct.
He needs this full-time job badly now. So he buys this new outfit. How long do you stay at the U.S. Open yesterday?
I left at 7 o'clock.
P.M.
Correct. No, I stayed to send in the rundown for the show. So whenever I sent that email, it was like 7:45 or 8 o'clock. I sent that and I left.
Then you end up going home for the first time in a week.
First time since Sunday.
Okay, so you end up going home. You finally take a shower.
Yes.
The first thing you did?
Yes.
Okay. You finally put on clean clothes. And what time do you get to bed?
So we had our fantasy league draft at 10. Carlos with a K, who's in that league, I guess can vouch. I mean, not that it matters, could vouch. We started that at 10 o'clock. That ended, I want to say, it was pretty quick, like 11:05, 11:10. And I was alarms on, in bed, ready to knock out, even debated maybe some entertainment videos, if you will. But I was
entertainment videos. That's an interesting way to phrase it.
But I was like, I should just get some sleep. So the last thing I remember, phone's right on the nightstand next to me, ready to get 5 hours of sleep, 5.5 hours of sleep for, you know, which would be double the amount of sleep from the night before. And then all of a sudden, snapped awake this morning, phone was on the floor, unplugged, dead.
So we don't know how the phone went from plugged in and charging to unplugged and on the floor.
Yeah. No idea.
Bigfoot?
Could be Bigfoot. Could be a little sabotage, maybe.
Yeah, Carlos with a K.
Working theory is that you think in the middle of your night in a haze, you were getting a lot of text messages from your buddies, and you unplugged the phone and just threw it onto the floor.
Yeah, well, not threw it. Probably just maybe unplugged it, like, 10% open to look at it, and just put the phone back down on the bed, and then it fell off, and I had, you know, my phone was done. It was close to dying when I plugged it in, so I guess overnight, the text that continued to flood in from my friend's group chat probably knocked my phone out. And
no backup alarm clock, huh?
No, and that's the big lesson out of this here, DA. I mean, obviously, it's pretty embarrassing morning here for me. So, you know, if we had a time machine, that wouldn't happen. But I think that would be the next best thing, is get a backup alarm clock.
Yeah, I set the phone alarm. And I've got an old school alarm clock with two alarms on that alarm clock. So there's no way that yours truly could sleep through anything. But he could go the Pete the Body route, where he hires other people, outsources the alarm clock so that they call him. But okay, well, Boyle is here. We have to deal with the aftermath of this, but we'll do that as we work our way through the morning. I know that there are people weighing in on this that are close to the show. I know Pete the Body has been alerted to this.
Yep, and shockingly, he's angry about it.
Shockingly, not handling it that well.
Yeah.
So, for now, though, we'll do headlines with Andrew Bogish.
Oh, that's right. I have to do a job right now. Thanks so much, DA. Those headlines are brought to you by me and nobody else. We have an NFL game tomorrow night, but who will the Chiefs have for that game against the Lions? Chris Jones' holdout continues. And yesterday, KC added a Travis Kelce knee issue to the mix. It was initially called a hyperextension, then reports that all ligaments are intact. Kelce might test the knee today to see if he can face Detroit tomorrow night. Chandler Jones has deleted some Instagram posts ripping the Raiders, Josh McDaniels, and GM Dave Ziegler.
We'll do this later on in the show, but it's so Raiders.
He's apparently wanted to work out this weekend, but the facility was closed, so he yelled on social media like his chair kept sinking when he sat on it. And the Commanders still considered Terry McLaurin day-to-day with the toe injury he suffered in their preseason game 2 weeks ago. Ron Rivera said we'll get an update on the wideout later today when league rules require it. The Cincinnati Reds grabbed a wild card spot last night in style.
Swinging a bouncing ball through the right side, base hit. Here comes De La Cruz, the plate. Here comes the throw. Not in time. Reds win it 7-6. Christian Encarnacion Strand singles home Ellie De La Cruz, and the Reds walk off over the Mariners.
That's Tommy Thrall on Reds Radio. A 7-6 win after tying the game in the eighth on Nick Martini's pinch hit 3-run blast. Since he sits in the third wild card spot this morning, a half game up on the Marlins, who beat the Dodgers 6-3. Arizona drops a full game behind Cincy with a 3-2 home loss to the Rockies. In the AL, the O's top the Angels 5-4-10, answering an earlier dramatic win from the Rays.
2-2 to the second baseman, Lau. Swing and a drive, deep toward the right field corner! Gone! 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 The Rays have won it, and Brandon Lau has walked it off!
That's from Rays Radio, an 8-6 win in 11 over the Red Sox, a game-ending 3-run homer. Tampa stays 3.5 games behind Baltimore while increasing its lead atop the wildcard standings to 6.5 over Seattle. Jose Altuve homered in his first 3 at-bats last night after going deep in his final one on Monday. 5 total homers over 2 days so far in Arlington. His Astros cruising to a 14-1 victory, dropping the Rangers out of a playoff spot this morning. Texas,
really?
A half game behind the Jays, who dumped the A's 7-1.
After the historic start the Rangers had, one of the best starts in franchise history, they're currently out of a playoff spot with less than a month to go.
Yeah, I think it's two behind Houston in the division and a half game out of the last wild card spot.
Oh, boy.
Ohio State head coach Ryan Day says QB Kyle McCord will start again Saturday against Youngstown State. Devin Brown will play as well again. Neither impressive in their season opening win at Indiana. Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe played past midnight Eastern. Tough wake up for tennis fans. but they saw the 20-year-old Shelton upset the 10 seed in four sets to reach the U.S. Open Final Four. Shelton is the youngest American male to get this far since Michael Chang in 92. Germany rallied past, then held off Latvia 81-79 to reach the FIBA World Cup semifinals, where they'll face the U.S. on Friday. Canada and Slovenia play the last quarterfinal about an hour from now.
And when Canada and Slovenia take the floor, you throw out the record books.
Listen, you laugh at RJ Barrett versus Luka Doncic, but what else would you want on an early September morning from Manila than that kind of basketball head-to-head?
Tell me what FIBA is doing here. These are the FIBA championships. So this is the in-between the Olympics World Championship?
This is the World Cup, and there is some...
This is the Basketball World Cup.
Basketball World Cup, and there is a way... One of the ways to qualify for the Olympics is how you finish in this event. So there have been teams that are no longer playing but have already qualified to go to Paris next summer.
But the Americans don't always win this.
No, in fact, I don't think they won it the last two, maybe?
We always win the Olympics. We don't win this.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't send the best players to this one.
Yeah.
So this and but they're in the semifinals at the moment. Back here in the States, Breanna Stewart scored 40 in the Liberty's 94-93 win in Dallas last night. Her 15th point set the single-season scoring mark. Diana Taurasi had the record set back in 2006 in four fewer games. So now, we stun.
Woohoo!
Doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
A quick update on yesterday's poop plane. More than one listener sent me the link to a video. There is now a video.
Yes, there is.
The plane, again, going across the Atlantic, big plane, two aisles, so... Somebody is safely walking down one aisle, filming to the left, and you can see the damage done by this person.
And it was a biohazard.
In particular, there is one brown puddle that seems, I mean, I might have just crashed the plane. Like, there's no, like, it's disgusting. I couldn't have gotten off. I don't know how you get off the plane. That one aisle was useless.
Well, you got to go to that one aisle that the camera person's using. Everybody has to shuffle to that aisle.
But yes, yeah, so there was no overreaction, no unnecessary decisions. That plane had to come down. You had to get off it. It had to be cleaned. It had to be redeployed.
It was an empty plane that we're seeing, so we don't know the reaction of the... And this is interesting. We don't know the identity of the person that did this.
Correct.
We don't know the reaction in real time. But when you see the carnage... You just can't even believe that somebody had to sit in that vicinity for 2 hours flying back to Atlanta.
Right, at least 2 hours. Because you have to think that it happens, then they have to try to maybe clean it or discuss it, then decide to go back. And the trip back was 2 hours.
Could you imagine? That's a vicinity of at least 25 people. That whole area is in almost direct contact.
Right. And it's not like, oh, I'll just go stand in the back of the bus or...
Right.
That's your spot on the plane. There's no empty places for you to hide.
Correct. I'm guessing this is a full flight to Barcelona.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are stuck within inches of two distinct puddles of biohazard in the aisle for, like you said, more than 2 hours. There's no way they could have went to Barcelona.
No.
Because that's another 6 hours in that flight.
Yep.
You couldn't clean that up.
No. Nope.
It's devastating.
That person...
It's barbaric.
That person better have some crazy bacterial infection. If that was just poor timing...
I think it might be an elderly person. This is just a working theory.
Yeah, because again, the video is not in any way like a mocking video or can you believe
it's
this happened?
Evidence.
It's just the post-mortem of what's going on. And it looks like an accident scene. Like there's just like napkins and towels just dropped in different places all along the way. It looks like after somebody got like injured and you scoop them up into the ambulance.
The people that sat in that aisle, those aisle seats.
Yeah.
There was probably six on each side that are in direct contact with the river going down. That scars you forever.
Ever.
Forever. The smell, the sight. for more than 2 hours, you have to just cover your nose. Maybe you have the barf bag over you for 2 hours. But you have to switch seats with anybody who's willing to stomach that. But who's going to be doing that? Like in your traveling party, maybe someone's like, I'll take the bullet for you.
Sit on laps, right. Today's story, by the way. So much.
Oh, there's a new one?
Yeah, let's do a new one real quick if you want. Okay. We got time. It's a fast one.
Okay.
A TV crew in Chicago recently was filming a story early in the morning about a recent run of robberies. This was in the Westtown neighborhood of Chicago. Again, they're out there shooting a story, gaining footage about robberies in the area, and then they were robbed.
Oh!
Three masked armed men pulled up in two different cars, took the crew's camera and personal belongings, and then sped off. So the footage for the story, the robbery story, in the camera, we've never seen that. We don't know, at least from what I read, if these are the robbers that triggered the story or really that much of a coincidence. But it's also the second time that a Chicago TV crew has been robbed slash assaulted in the last couple of weeks. So now the local union is trying to figure out what to do about protecting these people out in the town doing their job.
Man.
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Right?
TV crews getting mugged?
Mm-hmm. And the irony of doing it about robberies and you get robbed.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
All right, so Brian Kelly was on his own radio show saying we're going to beat the heck out of Florida State last week. Then, when countered with that after the loss, said, I never said that. Does Brian Kelly not remember saying it, or does he just like lying? 82% of you say, he's just a liar. Now, data tells us that Brian Kelly certainly has a history of doing it. Back in 09, he said he wasn't leaving Cincinnati, only to leave for Notre Dame a few days later. Former Notre Dame quarterback Phil Jurkovec said that Brian Kelly basically lied to his face of his parents when he recruited him about the role he would have. And no drug is available for the treatment of pathological lying. Psychotherapy may work. The patient may start telling lies to the therapist, thus undermining this treatment option. Who knows if Brian is even his real name? Let's get to your epic fail, boys and girls. Pat Boyle slept through the alarm clock today.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
A man from Florida tweets in, man, I think Boyle going MIA this morning because of the U.S. bleeping open should actually solidify this job. Seriously, who does that? You have to hire him full-time.
You come off as a beta. You come off as a loser.
Did you go back to Flushing Meadows yesterday after the show?
I did.
Okay, no shower, again, stinky clothes. You went out there after the show. Did you buy new clothes again?
I did.
Okay, how much did you spend on those clothes?
$170.
Okay.
You spent $325 over the last 3 days for two U.S. Open outfits?
That'd be correct.
He needs this full-time job badly now.
The Islanders have the best goalie in hockey. Yes!
So he buys this new outfit. How long do you stay at the U.S. Open yesterday?
I left at 7 o'clock.
P.M.
Correct. No, I stayed to send in the rundown for the show. So whenever I sent that email, it was like 7:45 or 8 o'clock. I sent that and I left.
Then you end up going home for the first time in a week.
First time since Sunday.
Okay, so you end up going home. You finally take a shower.
Yes.
First thing you did?
Yes.
Okay. You finally put on clean clothes.
Ring out Ohio with an MU rah rah. Hey, MU rah rah. Hey, MU rah 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 rah.
And what time do you get to bed?
So we had our fantasy league draft at 10. Carlos with a K, who's in that league, I guess, can vouch. Not that it matters, could vouch. We started that at 10 o'clock. That ended, I want to say, it was pretty quick, like 11:05, 11:10. And I was alarms on, in bed, ready to knock out. Even debated maybe some entertainment videos, if you will.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Entertainment videos. Dixieland Dan on the ill-fated Barcelona flight. Tweeting, just imagine what the airline did for those people in the aisle. Quote, hey, we're sorry you almost got painted like a Picasso. Here's a voucher for a free small fry with a purchase of two Chick-fil-A Sandos at the food court. A lot more, I'm sure, on what happens, the fallout around Boyle on the PGP, which we will record after the show today. Thanks to Pat Boyle, executive producer of 3 of the 4 hours of today's radio program. Thanks to Billy Giacalone of the Wheels of Steel and executive producer of the first hour of the program. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines and Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Be good to one another. I'm DA, the Mothership Disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
All right, so Brian Kelly was on his own radio show saying we're going to beat the heck out of Florida State last week. Then, when countered with that after the loss, said, I never said that. Does Brian Kelly not remember saying it, or does he just like lying? 82% of you say, he's just a liar. Now, data tells us that Brian Kelly certainly has a history of doing it. Back in 09, he said he wasn't leaving Cincinnati, only to leave for Notre Dame a few days later. Former Notre Dame quarterback Phil Jurkovec said that Brian Kelly basically lied to his face of his parents when he recruited him about the role he would have. And no drug is available for the treatment of pathological lying. Psychotherapy may work. The patient may start telling lies to the therapist, thus undermining this treatment option. Who knows if Brian is even his real name? Let's get to your epic fail, boys and girls. Pat Boyle slept through the alarm clock today.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
A man from Florida tweets in, man, I think Boyle going MIA this morning because of the U.S. bleeping open should actually solidify this job. Seriously, who does that? You have to hire him full time.
You come off as a beta. You come off as a loser.
Did you go back to Flushing Meadows yesterday after the show?
I did.
Okay, no shower, again, stinky clothes. You went out there after the show. Did you buy new clothes again?
I did.
Okay. How much did you spend on those clothes?
$170.
Okay.
You spent $325 over the last 3 days for two U.S. Open outfits?
That'd be correct.
He needs this full-time job badly now.
The Islanders have the best goalie in hockey. Oh, da 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 da. Yes, 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 yes.
So he buys this new outfit. How long do you stay at the U.S. Open yesterday?
I left at 7 o'clock.
P.M.
Correct. No, no. No, I stayed to send in the rundown for the show. So whenever I sent that email, it was like 7:45 or 8 o'clock. I sent that and I left.
Then you end up going home for the first time in a week.
First time since Sunday.
Okay, so you end up going home. You finally take a shower.
Yes.
The first thing you did?
Yes.
Okay. You finally put on clean clothes.
Ring out, Ohio, with an M-U-rah-rah. Hey, M-U-rah-rah. Hey, M-U-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah.
And what time do you get to bed?
So we had our fantasy league draft at 10. Carlos with a K, who's in that league, I guess, can vouch. Not that it matters, could vouch. We started that at 10 o'clock. That ended, I want to say, it was pretty quick, like 11:05, 11:10. And I was alarms on, in bed, ready to knock out. Even debated maybe some entertainment videos, if you will.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Entertainment videos. Dixieland Dan on the ill-fated Barcelona flight. Tweeting, just imagine what the airline did for those people in the aisle. Quote, hey, we're sorry you almost got painted like a Picasso. Here's a voucher for a free small fry with a purchase of two Chick-fil-A Sandos at the food court. A lot more, I'm sure, on what happens, the fallout around Boyle on the PGP, which we will record after the show today. Thanks to Pat Boyle, executive producer of 3 of the 4 hours of today's radio program. Thanks to Billy Giacalone of the Wheels of Steel and executive producer of the first hour of the program. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines and Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Be good to one another. I'm DA, the Mothership Disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.